Thousands of Venezuelans have again taken to the streets after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for the largest march in the country's history. This follows yesterday's violent protests, which left one person dead and more than 100 others injured. Juan Guaido has called on the military to oust President Nicolas Maduro, but there are still no concrete signs of defection from the armed forces. The Trump administration has now warned that US military action in Venezuela is possible if Nicolas Maduro refuses to step down. Charles Shapiro is the former US ambassador to Venezuela under President George W. Bush, is now president of the World Affairs Council of Atlanta. He joins us from New York this morning. Charles Shapiro, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, yesterday here on the program, we were describing this push by Juan Guaido as a possible attempted coup. President Maduro dug in. The military leadership shows no sign of abandoning him. Would you say this is a failed coup? Is that how you'd describe what happened?
Ooh, a complicated question. First of all, I don't think it's a coup at all, since your country and mine both recognize Guaido as legitimate interim president of the country. So, having a coup...
Yes, but just because external forces recognize that doesn't mean, there was an election, I suppose.
A fraudulent election, in fact. Last May, and Maduro was sworn in January on the basis of fraudulent election, and that's the cause for all this that's going on. But to go back to your real question, yesterday, I think that Guaido had overestimated the support he was going to get in the military from the military and did not receive that. And there are big marches today. It's evening now in Venezuela, and evening May 1 in Venezuela. And it doesn't seem like anything has changed very much.
So how does this play out? As you say, it doesn't seem as much changed. There was big protests last month. Now Juan Guaido has appeared again and called for the people to come to the streets. They have. He also called on the armed forces to defect, but it seems as though they haven't.
They have not, indeed.
Is Nicolas Maduro's survival as president dependent on the military standing firm behind him?
It is exactly what it depends on. And Maduro's a survivor. I mean, he's been in office now for 6 years, longer than I would have guessed he would have been able to. And right now, it looks like he's still in the presidential palace. Let me put it that way.
He's still in the presidential palace, and in his televised address, his first televised address since the uprising began, he accused what he described as imperialist forces of trying to attack and overthrow a legitimate government to a slave Venezuela. That's obviously aimed at America. Nicolas Maduro is backed, we know, by Russia in particular, but also China. Is there something going on here in this battle besides the future, the Venezuelans deciding their own future? Is this now, Russia versus United States being played out here in Venezuela?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, the main part is indeed Venezuela, where people are suffering under a failed economy and miserable government and no prospects for the economy to pick up at all. Their IMF estimates they'll have 1,000,000% inflation in 2019. So, I mean, 10% of the population has fled the country. Russia's involved. I think it's an inexpensive way for them to poke their finger in the eye of the United States. The days of the Cold War are over. They can't send massive numbers of troops or support the Venezuelan economy simply because Russia doesn't have the economic wherewithal to do that.
So in terms of what is being played out here, though, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not ruling out military intervention. In fact, he says military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the U.S. would do. On what grounds would the U.S. mount military action in Venezuela?
Well, I can't speak for Secretary Pompeo or for the President of the United States. We'll have to see. Listen, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't come to that. I mean, you could.
Why would it come to that?
The only way that I could imagine would be if there was, terrible oppression, people being shot in the streets. Other than that, it seems to me that it would be very difficult for them to justify it.
And yet this talk has been going on for a long time, and a long time before people being shot on the streets, as you say. I mean, failed economy, miserable economy is no reason usually for a country like America to get involved militarily. If it has, they might have been involved in Zimbabwe, for instance, earlier, or many other places.
Exactly.
So why is the US using this kind of language about Venezuela? What else is going on here?
Well, I mean, there's genuine concern. I mean, Venezuela is, for all intents and purposes, a neighbor of the United States. And the people fleeing Venezuela are destabilizing the rest of Latin America. There's a million Venezuelans in Colombia now. They're everywhere from Argentina and Chile into U.S. and Canada. And it's causing stress on nations all across the Latin America. And there's real concern about that. And there's concern about what's going on in Venezuela itself.
Is this about Venezuela's oil supplies? Is this about the U.S.?
No. I mean, the easiest way, look, the easiest way to get Venezuelan oil would have been to have done nothing and just to continue to buy it.
But, right? Well, yes, but on whose terms? I mean, under Chavez, the oil was not for sale for some, you know, to necessarily.
Yes, it was. We were the largest consumer, largest foreign purchaser of Venezuelan oil until quite recently. So we cut it off ourselves unilaterally. So if it were only about oil, the easiest thing for us to have done would be to find a way to get along with Maduro.
All right. So if it's not about oil, it's not about the discomfort of having a sort of a socialist state nearby. Are you saying it's about the concerns of an unstable country nearby that's putting pressure on the United States?
Not on the United States, but on countries that we care about, that you care about in Latin America and the Caribbean, on Colombia and Peru and Ecuador and Chile and Brazil. All through Central America, there's now Venezuelans. 3 million Venezuelans have fled their country, and more are coming and are expected to come. We're concerned about that. And yes, we are concerned that a nation that it had at least the vestiges of democracy has thrown those vestiges away.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Charles Shapiro. Charles Shapiro is the former U.S. ambassador to Venezuela under President George W. Bush, now president of the World Affairs Council of Atlanta. Just to finish up on this threat of a military option, is it smart for America to put that on the table? I mean, Russia's already condemning what it calls interference, and, you know, to think that the U.S. is now upping it to military threats just gives Russia the upper hand, doesn't it?
It gives Maduro and it gives the Russians something to complain about and something to help rally people to their cause. What they haven't ruled it in. What they've said is Pompeo and President Trump is that they don't rule it out.
No, he said military action is possible if that's what is required. That's what the U.S. will do. But no explanation of what would make it required.
Yeah, I can't speak on behalf of Secretary Pompeo. I think it's unlikely. I can't rule that out.
You assumed your position as ambassador back in 2002, just weeks before the failed coup attempt against former president Hugo Chavez. He was ousted from office for 47 hours, I think, before being restored to power. Mm-hmm. Do you see any similarities with what happened then and what's happening now?
Actually, not. I mean, the coup then was. What really happened was Chavez called the military to repress demonstrators against him, and they didn't. And then Chavez turned himself into the military. This time, it's something quite different. So you've got an illegitimate government in office. You've got the guy who, under the Constitution of Venezuela, is in fact the legitimate interim president, Guaido, who what he wants to do is ensure that there are free and fair internationally observed elections to elect someone as president who would not necessarily be him. I guess in political science terms, it's hard to call a coup against yourself. But the reality is that they're talking about troops that are loyal to Maduro and trying to encourage them to switch sides from Maduro to Guaido.
All right, Charles Shapiro, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Charles Shapiro is the former US ambassador to Venezuela under President George W. Bush and these days president of the World Affairs Council of Atlanta. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 14 minutes to 7.